So I'm sure a lot of you by now have heard about all of these ice cream liquors.
Yeah.
Some people are calling it the ice cream challenge. This isn't a challenge, I don't think. Mm-hmm. It's more so you go into a store and you open a carton of ice cream, you lick it, and then you put it back in.
I thought it was the outside of the carton.
Well, there are some stories we're saying that people are purchasing ice cream and going outside the grocery store and licking it outside, which is not really a challenge. You've already...
right.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm, like, applauding what you do in the store and
but
then put it back.
But it's yours to do whatever you want with.
So there's been a mix of different ice cream challenges. There's a little bit of both. So I guess what we're asking is, what is your opinion of the ice cream liquors? And the most important question, what punishment should they receive? And obviously, this is for the people who are inside the store and haven't purchased the ice cream, that are licking it.
Right.
They put it back in the freezer. Is it shoplifting? What? I mean, should we slap them on the wrist? Say, don't do that. You're not welcome here anymore. Do we make them pay for the ice cream? I think is our question. So
yeah.
We put that on our socials.
Yeah. So Melissa said, eat and pay for the ice cream and then eat it until you puke. So I've heard this before where...
Okay, like, so it's like a child punishment.
Yes. Like if you're caught smoking, you got to smoke the whole pack. You know, I've heard people having to do that, you know.
I remember an episode of Cosby Show where they caught Vanessa drinking. And what they ended up doing is they did this little scene where they made the whole family drink. And they played a drinking game. And they were like making her little sister drink. And she was really upset about it. She's like, no, we shouldn't be doing this because I got sick. And then it turns out it wasn't real alcohol. It was just a fake. It was a teacher lesson.
I was
going
to say, wow, that was pretty bold for back then. You know, like, hey, guys, let's all drink together.
Actually, it would have been more acceptable back in the day. It would have been
true.
So everybody's having some of these cocktails.
So Daniel said, a fine. Have to purchase the ice cream and then make them lick something gross as well. Christy says, death.
Man. I don't want to steal from her store.
And then Amanda, again, said they should have to eat the entire thing as fast as they can without stopping. A major brain freeze would be a great punishment.
So I don't know what the actual punishment is for shoplifting, but I would say that. Because, I mean, basically, they're ruining a product.
Yeah.
So,
they have
to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, you take that. And you just throw it away because a lot of these people, we don't want to know what's inside their system anyways if they're going into stores and doing this. So it's almost kind of like, all right, one, you got to pay for it. And then next, I don't know the rules. I don't know the laws. I guess maybe each store is different, whether they want to press charges or call the police and then have out and then go from there. But I would treat it as a shoplifting charge.
Right.
Because you're ruining the product. They can't sell it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knocked off a jar of grape jelly when I was at Deerberg's when I was little with my mom. She had to pay for the grape jelly. I was a kid. I don't know how old I was, three or four or something.
So
and I grew
mad
and she had to pay for it. So, I mean, obviously that was an accident. I wasn't like literally, I was a kid. So she had to pay for it. So, yeah, you have to at least pay for it.
I agree.
But what should the punishment be? So that's what we're asking on our socials or 869-965. Should they cut off one of their hands?
Stop.